Organ donation continues to be a controversial topic of discussion in Australia. It's a decision a person can make which can help save lives. But what if you were thrown into the dark and had to make the heart-wrenching decision yourself? Talisa Ann Hart investigates.
In Australia, over 1,400 people on any given day are on the Australian organ transplant list, hoping for a miracle. While over 2 million Australians are registered organ donors, with one donor having the ability to save up to 10 lives, the Australian government encourages all Australians to register as a donor or at least have the discussion with their family. In 2009, Australian author Joanne Vanos, her husband Lex Sylvester, and their 16-year-old daughter Ali set sail around the world. However, in late February that year, Joanne and Lex were faced with a heartbreaking decision no parent wants to make. On the 23rd of February 2009, their happy, loving 16-year-old girl would become an organ donor after a super yacht docking error resulted in Ali suffering serious head trauma.
She was lovely. She was 16 when we lost her in Thailand. We went sailing with her. She just loved the water and loved people. People reacted really, really warmly to her wherever she went, but she just loved socialising, talking to people and meeting people. We always used to joke that she knew far more people than we did.
Knowing the type of person she was and how much love she had for everyone around her, did that make your decision easier or harder?
It made the decision much easier. She wasn't a registered donor because she was so young, but it was a very easy decision to make given that we knew how much she loved helping people and was always worried about people and cared about other people. So donating her organs was an easy decision to make in itself.
Many Australians do not realise the emotional toll facing a decision like this can take on them and their family. Though the Australian government's Tissue and Organ Authority now supply information and support for those families in this situation, Joanne and Lex did not have that luxury.
I guess we probably knew about as much about organ donation as most people. We both were registered organ donors ourselves and believed that it was a good thing to do to make good organs available to someone else who needed them and give someone else a chance at life. What we understood, like most people, is that when the person was pronounced suitable for an organ donation, which means that there's no hope of their recovery, but their organs are still in good condition, we imagined that we would sit by the bedside with her until she stopped breathing and her heart stopped beating, and that's not the case, as we found out. A little while later, the woman from the organ donation organisation came to see us and explained that because she was brain dead, she would be taken away, still attached to life support. And this really threw us because we thought that we would be able to sit with her until, you know, visually and physically she would appear, she would be dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was dead. That was the hardest thing for us to deal with. It was an emotional reaction to discovering that she would be taken to theatre, still attached to life support, which meant that she was getting oxygen through all of her tissues. Her blood was properly oxygenated, which meant that the organs were in good, the best possible condition for donation. And it was only after we went away and thought about that for a while that we realised we were just having an emotional response to knowing that, to finding it out then when we were already so emotionally drained and traumatised at losing our daughter. So after we'd worked that out, we went back and said, yes, go ahead, and we went ahead with it.
Most Australians are probably unaware if they choose not to be an organ donor, that decision will be protected by law. But in a case where someone has elected to be an organ donor, that person's family may decide against their wishes. This is known as the family veto, and it allows the family of the donor to make the final decision for almost any reason, whether the donor would have agreed with it or not. Doctors may choose to follow the family's decision or carry out the donor's plans. The National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines read, if the objection is unlikely to resolve or the prospect of organ and tissue donation is causing significant distress to close family members, the process of donation should be abandoned, despite the previous consent from the deceased. This, in many cases, may end up going against the donor's final wishes and result in many sick people missing out on viable organs. Though there are a considerable amount of legal and ethical considerations to take into account, there is no doubt organ donation has the power to change lives, and in Ali's case, her heart saved a life of a 15-year-old Thai girl and helped increase the quality of life for six other strangers.
That story by Talisa Ann Hart.